In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.
Well, hello and welcome back to Look What's After Happening. Shout very loud at the start, go very quiet straight after. That's how I make love.
That's, yes. Well, we've heard it, of course. People have been thinking it's a banshee.
Oh, yeah. It's a man-she.
It's a man-she.
That's right. So scream. Make sure everybody's not listening anymore, because once a banshee screams, everybody runs away.
Yeah. Now, then, what is it you're normally shouting at the start of sex?
Help.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, you're often careening down a hill at this happening.
Well, here's the thing, and I don't want to get into it too much, even though I brought it up.
Yeah.
The only time I can be in a position to initiate any sort of sexual activity is when I'm falling.
Yes, it's a bit like a mixture of two references, which hopefully you'll be vaguely aware of. The film Crash. Yeah. The original film, like the first film Crash, not the one about race relations in LA. No.
Okay, so race relations, yeah.
Not the race relations ones.
Of intermingling stories that you don't know are all part of the same tapestry.
No, not that. Yeah. No, Matt Dillon, no.
Okay.
The one where the people are getting off by crashing cars and having sex with each other. Remember that film?
I haven't seen that film at all.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't say that as a reference, because that makes more sense, I think, than the race relations
film. That's the one I was saying. And the other one, of course, is Last of the Summer Wine.
Oh, yeah, so, of course. That's a well-known reference that I know very well. That's the Outlads
who somehow end up in a bathtub rolling down a hill in every episode. And you're kind of similar, that you're like, you have to be in a bathtub and crash that down
a
hill.
Well, that was my first time.
To get turned off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how I had my first ever sexual encounter.
Mm. Bring us back there, Colin.
Well, I don't want to get into it too much, but I was away on a camping trip. And we were young and carefree. I think I was 17 at the time.
Right.
And there was a lovely...
Was it a school trip or...
It was kind of like a local youth club.
Right.
Yeah. So I was away anyway. And there was a girl there called Elsie.
Yeah.
And I used to have a bit of a crush on Elsie.
Right.
Now, the next bit I'm going to say I'm not proud about.
Okay.
Right. So
was Elsie involved in this?
Yes.
Okay.
Elsie... I was in the bath.
Yeah, at the camp.
At the camp. There was a little bathtub that was in
a wooden bath.
Oh, no, it was in like kind of an outhouse situation.
There was a bath in an outhouse.
It was an outdoor bath.
An outdoor bath. The story is falling apart, Colin. So it was an outdoor bathhouse.
It was an outdoor bathhouse about the size of an outhouse.
Mm.
And you used to wash yourself in it, obviously. You know, there wasn't a lot of hot water, but you'd scrub yourself up every morning. And there was a queue to get into the bathhouse, obviously.
Right.
And I was in there for probably a little bit.
Everyone's jumping into the one bath.
One after the other. You get out and then, somebody else would jump in. So we'd rotate it so that the first people in on the first day would then be the last people in on the next day. And then we'd mix it up so the middle people would go in first.
Very complicated. Was that most of the day spent queuing for the bath? Like, how much of nature did you...
We saw no nature.
No.
No, a lot of it was kind of the...
You couldn't have gone down to a big lake or something.
We could have, actually, now that you say it. Yeah, there was a lake nearby. It's where we got the water from.
From the lake every day. So freezing cold water from the lake.
You get up... Well, that's what the thing is.
Yeah.
You get up at the crack of dawn, 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and you'd head down with your buckets. Everybody'd have a bucket each, and we'd all bring up water for the bath.
Yeah.
And then we'd slowly fill
up the bath.
And
this was all run by Wim Hof. Yeah.
It was before
one
Wim,
of his early enterprises.
Yeah, it was before Wim had figured out what his niche was. He was like...
Just get in onto that ice.
He was a little bit lost. That's not the Wim Hof we know now, who was a very... He's a driven man, a man with an identity. This was a lost man who'd figured something out about breathing and being cold, but he didn't know what.
Mm.
Yeah, he'd make us all get into the bath, I think. And
one by one.
One by one, yeah. And just time our breathing.
He would time your breathing.
He would time our breathing.
How do you time somebody's breathing?
Well, you say, well, he'd be outside
yeah.
the bathhouse, obviously.
Have you taken?
And he'd be like, all right, hold your breath and get underwater and go. And then he'd time it.
Yeah. Oh, he'd time your not breathing.
Yeah, he'd time how long it'd take for you, or how long you'd be able to hold your breath.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense than timing your breathing. As in, just.
Well, listen.
How many breaths did you take so far in this minute? Okay, you're about at a breath every 3 seconds.
Well, like I said, I think
Let's
he was figuring it out.
That. Yeah. Anyway, you were in the bath.
I was in the bath.
Yeah,
and
this is the erotic awakening of Colin's breath. Wim Hof and a queue of people are outside. Yeah.
So I had a little bit of time to myself, and we used just normal bars of soap,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I had carved kind of a figure that looked similar to Elsie into the soap.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
was Elsie German?
Elsie. Sure.
Did she speak English? Was this the only way you could communicate with her, was by carving
it? Oh, she was
soap?
An exchange student. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So the only thing I could do was, you know, I would show her my little figurine of the soap that I had carved of her. Yeah. We didn't have much out there. Yeah. You know, was that or a car?
Accurate.
Oh.
Accurate carving, or was it just
Listen,
a lump of soap?
You've
kept
seen
waving
the size
at?
Of my hands.
Yeah.
I'm not a delicate man.
No.
So. I say I did the best I could with the tools that I had at my disposal.
Yeah.
It was not flattering.
The Venus de Milo.
Certainly not.
No.
And so.
You would come out of the bath.
Not come out of the bath. I got a knock at the door.
Okay.
And
right.
I had my soap with me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would just imagine what it'd be like for me and Elsie to be sharing that cold bath.
Mm.
So I'd give it a little kiss. Nothing crazy, just a little bit
kiss
of a kiss.
The soap.
Kiss
yeah.
soap.
Spit for a while to get rid of the taste of
yeah,
soap.
Yeah, spit. I kind of cough up bubbles.
Yeah.
But I got a knock at the door and the door creaked open and said, sorry, is anyone in here? And it was Elsie.
Okay.
So it was like, voiced anyone?
Yeah.
So it was in German.
You presume that's
I
what she said.
I assume that's what she said. Anyway, I was so scared of her seeing me rimming this soap that I... that I shook the bath and I launched myself out the back of the bathhouse.
Okay. And how did you have sex with her? She after you
I never said I'd sex with her.
Really?
I never
really
said I'd sex with her.
Like you were saying the first time no, you no. had sex.
I had a sexual encounter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that was the first sexual encounter.
It was. I fell and then the bathtub careered down the hill and I felt exhilarated. And I made love to that soap.
Right. At the bottom of the hill.
On the way down.
Oh, yeah.
As okay. much as I could.
Well, and so... That's...
Snapped the soap. Wasn't able for it.
So then, anyway, that's... If you're in and around the Dwelth area and you hear someone screaming, help.
Help, it's me. Yeah, because that's... It brings me right back because I was screaming help as I careered down the hill. Anyway, so that's how I start all my lovemaking. How do you start your lovemaking?
Well, first of all, I have to get everything in order.
Of course. Yeah.
Just everything. Line everything up alphabetically.
And you're not even talking stuff in the bedroom.
Yes. Just anything around I can see. Just everything
sure.
needs to be neat.
Oh, that's
and
the thing. Anything that's within eyes glance.
Yeah, eyes glance. Yeah. And,
yeah. Eye shot?
Eyesight?
Anything within eyesight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything within eyes glance. Now.
Anything. Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah. So, yes. I'm like, okay, listen.
Line it up.
Thanks for coming along.
And it's in alphabetical order.
Yes.
Right.
According to surname.
Okay. So even inanimate objects, if they don't have a surname.
Yes. So air fryer, that'd be F.
Yes.
And
screwdriver.
Anything that has one name. Well, screwdriver is one word, so that's fucked
that's
out the window.
That's what I mean. It's you throw it away.
Yeah.
I was wondering, would you say is it Mr. Screwdriver or is it Screwdriver Junior?
I can't get into that. You know,
we don't have time for this.
We're about things are getting very
hot,
exciting.
Steamy here. Copulation.
Yeah, copulation is about to begin.
Yes.
So you know,
how long does this take? How long does the process take?
Tidying up.
Not the sex.
The whole thing is done in an hour.
The whole thing. Okay.
Yeah. So if the tidying up takes if the tidying up takes 3/4 of an hour, it's like, well, we've got 15 minutes.
Right.
And
what if the tidying up takes like the full hour? Do you stop then, or do you finish the job?
Just say thanks very much for coming along.
Okay.
And
like
we'll be in
like
touch.
You would say to somebody leaving a raffle. Thanks very much for coming along.
I guess so. Yeah.
Right.
Like a raffle. Sometimes it's it comes from a raffle.
Sometimes it comes from a raffle.
Yes. I held, you know, the village fete. They'll be like, listen, do you have any prizes for the raffle? And I'll say, what about one night with Killian Vermilion?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. It's always
in
a very...
brackets, an hour, not one whole night.
No. Yeah. Well, a night for you, you only sleep 1 hour a night.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, for you, an hour is about accurate.
Yes. Yeah, but I just count it as several different nights. I can do 7 nights in one night.
Oh, I see. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, do you wake up on the hour?
Yeah.
And then go back to sleep?
I'm like, Monday. And then back to sleep.
Right. Yeah. And it's always confusing because, like, you might see somebody the day before and then the next day you see them, you're like, oh, I saw you a week ago.
Yeah.
How have you been? I haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah. And they'll say, I saw you yesterday. And I'll say, you liar.
You shut your mouth.
You liar.
You shut your mouth. I know my time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the sorting lasts about, you know, between
it lasts however long it lasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you had any tactics where you've less stuff in the room in order to maximize?
That can happen, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But things will accrue in a room
of course.
So, obviously, there's a bed there.
Yeah.
But not a bed.
Not a bed.
It's a 4-poster bed so that we can, you know,
okay.
So that can go under B. So I shove that right over to one side of the room.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So B. Now, hopefully there's nothing in there that starts with A.
Well, that's, yes. Now,
like a red apple.
Yeah. Or let's say somebody with the surname Antwich.
This is what I was going to say now. When there's people involved, so you've been traveling.
When there's people involved.
You've been traveling. You've gone to hostels and stuff. Same thing in hostels? So if you're sharing a room with 12 or 15 people.
Stay in a hostel. Well, I did, I suppose, you know.
When you were very young. You know when you were slumming it?
When I was, yes.
And you did your Rumspringa.
I did a Rumspringa, yeah. I had to get into the Amish. Be like, listen, I'm dead set on this. Give me a shot. Now, it's usually like just a family thing. We don't have a lot of people coming and joining us anymore. And I said, yep, absolutely. And begged them for like a year. And they're like, all right, you're in. I'm like, Rumspringa. And I was out of there. Having the time of my life.
So you arrived, you put on the clothes.
Yeah.
Did you do the, like any sort of
beard.
Particular, did you do the beard?
Yeah.
Did you grow a beard?
I did over the course of the year. They were like, okay, all right, you got the chin beard now.
Great.
Good enough. No mustache. I said, no mustache, promise you.
Yeah.
And as soon as they said, okay, you're in, I said, shaved off the beard and whipped off the prosthetics that I had on my upper lip. So I had a mustache.
Yeah.
And away I went on a Rumspringa.
You did an opposite Henry Cavill in that Henry Cavill, I think they CGI'd off his mustache in
life,
not in life, in the Superman films. He had a mustache for the film, and then they CGI'd it
talking about
what? Henry Cavill.
Yeah, he had a must. He insisted on having a mustache.
No, he had a mustache because he was. They filmed him having a mustache for the whole film. Do you remember this?
No. For Superman.
For Superman, he had a mustache,
and at no point was anybody like, "Hold on a second."
They
Hold
was afterwards
because
he was doing at the same time. I think he was filming. The James Bond film where he was like one of the villains and he had a mustache in that. So he had a mustache for the whole of like the Justice League or something, and then they just CGI'd it out after the fact and it looks terrible. Anyway, so you did an opposite in a way.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Is that Henry Cavill anyway?
Is it Henry Cavill anyway? What do you mean?
I'm trying to remember. Who did he play? Oh, he plays Superman, does he?
He does, yeah. Henry Cavill.
Okay.
Yeah. God, he's a great Superman. Have you seen Black Adam?
Who am I thinking of?
Christopher Reeve?
Should we play a round of who am
Brandon
I thinking
Routh?
Of? Brandon Routh? No, no. I don't think he even played
Tom Welling?
Superman, so...
Dean Cain? I'm just drawing out all the Superman
names. No, but he didn't end up playing it.
Oh, I see. Well, who else then? Who else? Throw some clues.
Who played... what was the man who played Jesus in that Whipping a Jesus film?
Caviezel. Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel. That's who I was thinking of for your whole story.
Oh, right. No, he never played Superman.
Yes, fair.
Well, he played the Christian Superman, of course. Jesus.
He did. Jesus, yeah.
Yeah. The alternate ending.
The alternate ending. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The big cross on his chest.
Yeah. What do they... Does Superman have a theme tune these days?
Yeah, they use the original now.
Do they?
Yeah, well, they just... I think
they're
they had
like,
another one.
Listen, we're never going to beat that.
You can't beat it. It's incredible. So at the end of Black Adam, spoilers, Superman comes back and he has a moment with Black Adam and they play just a very small bit of that score. And it is...
the best bit of the film.
Easily. Easily the best bit. And yeah. Also probably the best post-credit scene I've seen since the very first one by Marvel.
Yeah.
Like it was... proper like goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. This is an like how have they dropped the ball for so long with a character like Superman? He's iconic. Anyway.
He is iconic, yeah. But largely that theme tune.
Oh, that's true.
Mm.
But even moving
have
away
you tried
from that.
To watch watching one of those old Superman films recently?
The ancient ones, like Superman 1, 2, and 3, or are you talking yeah. like Superman Returns?
No.
The ones with Christopher Reeve.
80s, yeah.
No, I haven't watched it. Oh, longer than 80s, isn't it? Is that the 80s?
Yeah.
Sorry, a little door open behind you there.
Oh, here's the mouse with the fact check.
That is. Have a look. And
Superman came out in 1983.
The original. Wow. Gene Hackman. I was going to say Gene Hackman should look less old then, I guess. I don't know. Gene Hackman.
In the films. Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, yeah. In those Superman films, Gene Hackman shouldn't look as old as he does.
I guess.
But I mean, could you ever imagine a young Gene Hackman? I mean, in
no.
any of his films.
No.
What was the first Gene Hackman film?
No idea.
He's looking like an old man in it.
He does. Yeah. He's a man with you know,
French connection.
Youth.
He's probably 24 or something. He looks like he's 48.
Did you know that your man in The Wire, the second... This is just a film podcast now.
Yeah.
But your man in The Wire, season 2... The guy who runs the docks, Brotke.
Yeah.
He's 36 in that role.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's 36.
He's 36. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Sobotka. Something like that.
Yeah, Frank Sobotka,
yeah.
Yeah. 36. And he's a son in it who's 23.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anyway,
so you just push everything against the wall, I guess.
Yeah. Other Wire fact, casting-wise... just for some fun.
Yeah.
You know Lester, he used to be a dancer and a singer and he's the one who sings
Arabian
Got
Nights.
To keep on dancing, keep on dancing.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's
you
him.
That? That's
I
him.
Do.
Yeah. Well, let's check up on the challenge.
Yeah.
The Look What's After Happening challenge.
I think we all know the Look What's After Happening challenge came to an abrupt end this week.
Yes, it's been in the news.
Yeah. We've distanced ourselves from
Michael Martin has had words to say about it.
Yeah.
He regrets getting involved.
Yeah, I think that's on us because I think we did sort of say that it was going to be the opening of a new non-denominational school and what it was the releasing of the hounds.
Yeah,
so
bit of a typing error there.
Yeah, so, well, you've got some of the same letters. But anyway, that's on us. We had to get Ray Winston back because he's filming the new Lockstock.
Yes, yeah.
Nick Knock, Lockstock, Give Your Dog a Bone. And that's coming up. And we had to get him back contractually. And he's very good at staying hidden. So we had to release Hounds.
We had to release the hounds. Now, they are hellhounds.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They're hellhounds. They're big boys.
Part of a motorbike gang.
Yeah. Now, they don't ride the motorcycles. They'd typically be in the side carriage. But...
yeah, all of them.
Yeah, so they're kind of like, they're performing kind of trapeze dogs, I guess.
Yeah.
They do the inverted triangle, and one would sit in the carriage of the bike, and then there'd be two on his shoulder, and then three, and so on. So they go up to maybe five or six.
But also the rest, I mean, we're talking about the actual dogs, but the rest of the Hellhound gang.
Oh, yeah.
Also just use sidecars. There's no, not one of them knows how to ride a bike.
No. Well, no, they don't know how to.
They'll be sitting there looking tough in their sidecars, and they'll just be like, come here to me. Can you ride this bike around?
Oh, it's attached to a bike.
It's
they just
sometimes,
sort of sit there.
Sometimes it's attached to a bike, and they'll be sitting waiting for somebody, and they'll kind of, you know, wink at somebody like, hey, kid, do you know how to ride a bike?
Yeah.
Will you just ride me around?
Please just ride this around.
We're trying to ride through town.
We'd love to get home.
Sometimes, you know, they'll just attach the sidecar to your car.
That's what they'll do as well. I have noticed that. So kind of like people used to snag a lift by grabbing onto the bumper of the car on your rollerblades.
Marty McFly.
They would do something similar where they just sort of like paddle with their hands over to the back of the car and just hold on
one wheel,
of course. Yeah. Takes a lot of balance. But Gus and
sometimes they weld it on. Sometimes you come back to your car and they've welded it on a sidecar.
More than one sidecar.
Well, there's one with the human and one with 12 dogs in a pyramid.
That's right. So there's a sidecar and then like the sidecar. Mm. So anyway, we released them into the field to go after Ray Winston. But to get around the law, because there's a weird law around releasing hounds in Ireland now, it's kind of frowned
upon.
Weird, we had to get the Taoiseach involved. And if the Taoiseach gives it the nod, you're all good. And we knew that... Yeah. Micheál Martin's coming to the end of his term now, so he's not reading his public events as closely as he might.
No,
he's doing anything.
Yeah.
He really is. He opened a Middle Island Little there last week.
Did he?
Yeah. Just turned
was
up.
It closed?
It was a new
there
one.
There was a spillage. And he went in.
Yeah.
And, you know.
They weren't finished.
No, he
arrived
like,
early as they were mopping up the juice behind him.
I now pronounce this middle aisle open and fucking slipped straight away, cracked his fucking head off the floor.
Split his noggin.
Yeah.
And thankfully they had the very reasonably priced plasters in the middle aisle.
Yeah.
So it worked out okay.
It was great. Yeah.
I mean, if anything, it was good advertisement for Little. But yeah, so he's just doing whatever gig will come his way. So yeah, we invited him to the opening of a school.
Which was, in fact,
it was a school of dogs.
Yeah.
He cut the ribbon with his big yellow scissors and the hounds tore off.
Looking for Ray Winston. Dragged him back into town.
Unfortunately, the ribbon... Well, the thing is that it dragged Micheál Martin out of the dogs as well. Because the ribbon was attached to the lead dog.
So... A new challenge. If you can find Micheál Martin, you the prize is still out there for catching Ray Winston.
Yeah,
yeah. You know,
or
so
if you
one
find a
the
bit
other,
of Micheál Martin.
If you can get Micheál Martin to play the Ray Winston, Ray Winston's role in Lock, Stock, give the
dog a
barrel.
That's it.
Yeah, and. Yes, the sign reading. From Karen Toohill to Brayhead.
Mm.
A couple of messages came in from New York. I don't know how people saw that far. But
recap us on this now, just so people know what the fuck is
someone
happening.
Someone was drawing something or writing something.
A Pictionary.
It was long distance.
You only had a second
Pictionary.
To look at it, didn't you?
Yeah, you had to keep the queue moving. You had to keep the queue moving, just like the Queen's dead body.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you could either look or draw, really, is all you had the time to do.
And if you're both looking tough...
Yeah, if you're both looking at each other at the same time, you'll just see a big sort of eyeball in a telescope.
Yeah.
But
anyway, great success.
Fantastic success. We actually had our first marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, first romance happened. They caught each other's eye and met in the middle. And romance sprouted, which was delightful.
Yes, so best of luck to them.
Yeah, Eileen and Trevor Rums.
Yeah, both... this is their, before they got married, they both have the name Srums.
Srums.
Yeah, which is suspicious. I think they should look into that because that's not a common name.
No, it's
not. They may be related, quite closely related.
Or maybe they're already married and they just want a little bit of publicity because they might have got married during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they may not have gotten the same sort of like, oh, geez, you got married. You know, you didn't get that hit. Because you see that. People go on to like American talk shows and they just sort of make up stories in order to get a little bit of attention. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
This new generation, they're just crying for attention, aren't they? Just people just putting themselves out there being like, look at me, look what I'm doing.
How's your son, by the way?
Oh, he's constantly on to me.
Yeah.
Jonathan. Yeah, he's constantly on to me. Really wants to repair the relationship.
Well, that's good.
It is, but I was supposed to be the one to reach across
so
the aisle.
So you're not going to reach across the aisle.
No, I will, but I mean...
He's
Republican.
He's joined the Republican Party.
He has
in the
joined
US.
In the US. Yeah. When he said he was a Republican, I was like, good man. Sure, so am I.
Yeah.
But no. US Republican.
US Republican.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. One of those MAGA lads. So,
but he's reaching out to you.
Yeah, he's on to me and he's like, listen, Dad, there's actually great ideas in this party. I think you should get involved.
Wow. Okay, right. Yeah. But you are staunchly in the Democratic Party.
Well, yeah,
so you've got to reach across the aisle.
Yeah, and some bipartisanship, I guess.
How did you do in the midterms?
Oh, well, fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was all right. I didn't get elected. So I didn't get my seat.
No.
But I wasn't on the ballot.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, Longford... Not
even on the map.
A when district.
They're not.
In the US.
And that's to show you the danger of gerrymandering.
Mm.
It really is. Mm. So when your man John, is John King, is he the lad on CNN?
Don't know.
He does all of the
Martin
analysis.
Martin King's on TV3.
Martin King is not the lad I'm thinking about.
Okay.
John something or other. Anyway, he does all the analysis.
Jim Caviezel?
Jim Caviezel. Yeah. So him and his mustache. Anyway, he does a lot of the analysis. He's got
on CNN.
Yeah. He's got the wall full of all the states and he's like hitting them. He's like, well, we'll go over here and see how this race is going. It's 51-49, da 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 da.
And you're ringing in.
We're not even on the list.
You're ringing in.
I'm like, what about Longford?
You're like, this is not a call-in show.
It's not a call-in show.
Stop calling. What about Longford?
Oh, well, if it's not a call-in show, stop putting me live on air.
Yeah.
Stop putting me live on air.
Well, you do your Joe Biden impression.
Yes.
And demand to be put on air.
Yeah.
And then just start shouting, what about Longford?
What about Longford? So
these are the reasons that Joe Biden has a reputation for losing his marbles.
Oh, I think that's unfair. I think he does that himself.
Yeah.
I think he does that himself.
A lot of them have been down to you now.
Well, okay. So what about that? I went to a Walmart in Pennsylvania. And for whatever reason, I got a following and people thought it was Joe Biden.
You were the one that gave Joe Biden those sleeping pills at COP26.
I thought they were caffeine pills.
Mm.
I thought he was looking for something to give him a bit of pep and I thought they were caffeine pills. And then later on, unfortunately, I took my sleeping pills to go to bed. Yeah, I was up for days.
Right.
Yeah. So look, it takes two to tango. Joe Biden, I apologize.
Yeah.
Right. If you'll apologize.
You're reaching across the aisle.
Yeah. I'm reaching across the aisle to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And let's put Longford on the map.
Yeah.
Let's put it on a different map. On a different map, but you know, on the electoral map.
Mm.
Do you know it's about time? Where's the visit from Biden to the Democratic Republic of Longford?
Mm, so it's his own country.
it's definitely part of the States and part of the Irish Republic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But where is the visit, you know?
Mm.
I really could have used that support.
Yeah.
I was out there giving it socks. I don't think we'd any turnouts either. Couldn't even get a voting station to open for me. Anyway, listen, this seems like a...
Well, that's it. That's wrapping up the...
Was that it for the challenge? Just before we finish on the challenge, I think...
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Well, we just have a couple of prizes to hand out, I think.
Oh, yes, of course.
Best fleece
goes to... Tom Stafford.
Yeah, Tom made his own fleece this year and it was great. It was fantastic. It was
orangutan.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And kept him warm, but it soaked up a lot of the rain.
Oh,
so, yeah.
God, he was sweating.
Oh, God.
Sweating in that thing. Yeah. But hell of a dancer.
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, that that flash mob would have really died a death if it wasn't for Tom.
Mm.
Would have died a death.
Well, I mean, God, he saved them from the flood.
he did. He took a dive and he blocked up that whole side street.
Blocked up the whole, yeah.
God, yeah. And that's probably why we're giving it Fleece of the Year, because of how absorbent it was.
Yeah. Flash mob was struck by flash flooding.
Yeah, and, it was. Yeah.
Thanks to Tom. Best fleece.
Best fleece. And that is that. They're all the awards. Best fleece. That's
we ran out. We ran out of the awards. They didn't see on the when we sent off to the award makers. We
didn't see the second page.
Yeah. Times 30. You know. They just didn't see that part. We just have one award.
Yeah. And we figured we'd go for the most important one, which was the best fleece, of course. We really should probably get another trophy maker. Someone who reads all the email.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, she's very good.
Shauna is excellent.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
very good at...
Her attention to detail is not up to par.
No.
And for somebody who engraves things, that's...
Mm. I mean, you know, you get the gist of it.
You do, but you have to explain.
I mean,
it.
We just had to invent an award, best fleece, because that's what she put on the thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping he doesn't realize.
No, yeah. I mean, best fleet was going to be a big award for us. I mean, how many fleets did set sail?
I know.
They were with the promise of this award, but no, it says best fleece. So
Captain Gunther Toast is going to be livid because. He pulled out all the stops this year, got a full fleet together, commandeered a huge fleet of ships.
Yeah, a lot of them were kind of there under false pretenses. Yeah.
It still counted.
Yeah.
Some of them were more seaworthy than others.
Mm.
Some of them were sinking all the time.
Mm.
Some of them was just like, just lads in barrels.
Yeah. Just lashed ropes to a lot of things and headed out in his tugboat. Some of the things floating, some of the things not.
Yeah, Captain Toast. But yeah, so that was deserving of its own award. But unfortunately, we didn't have one, so we had to give one to Tom Stafford for a fucking jumper. Anyway, Shauna Doyle, for all your trophy needs.
Yeah, check out her Instagram.
Yeah, she spelled it wrong.
She's got her own. It's Instagram.
Yeah.
So. You know, I don't know how you can get on that.
Instagram.com / Shauna. She didn't have to put / Shauna Doyle because she's the only one on Instagram.
She's the only one on Instagram, yeah.
Anyway, she's good at what she does, I guess.
Mm.
And we thank her for, I mean, we still got charged for 30.
I can't, you know, it says it on Instagram. I can't promise that I'll do what you want, but I'll be good at what I do.
Yeah, what you get, like, fantastic fleece trophy.
Mm.
Beautiful attention to detail, created a whole new mold. It is literally a golden fleece, you know, on top of the little plinth. But that's not what we asked for at all.
No.
We asked for a silver fleece
on
top of a plinth.
Fleet.
No, fleece. We asked for a silver fleece on top of the plinth for the fleet. It was supposed to be what's after happening fleeces.
I think maybe that's...
No, it's not what's forgotten. She could have read the thing.
That might be the confusion there.
No, she could have read it.
Maybe it's not entirely Shauna's fault. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. That's the end of the challenge. We thank everybody for getting involved.
Yes.
We want to say that refunds will not be given out.
Nope.
If you've bought any tickets for the next couple of weeks of events that were supposed to happen, sorry about that.
Well, that's the challenge. You make it up.
That's it. They'll still go ahead. There's to be people
in your mind.
In your mind.
Yeah.
And isn't that the greatest challenge of all? Controlling your own mind.
Yeah.
You have an awful tumble with that, haven't you?
You have. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Some people, mind over body.
Yes.
You take that
very literally.
I'm trying to do mind over mind.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to mind control my own mind.
Ah. But the mind fights back, I suppose, because it knows what's happening.
Yeah, it can see me coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, of course it has. Yeah, it has the ability to be like, oh, he can't sneak up on me. I'm here. I'm here. Aware of him doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I have to trick myself.
Sure. How do you trick yourself? Do you trick yourself with the body or is it also mind tricks?
Well, you remember Dr. Tubbins?
Of course.
Yeah, he can send half my brain to sleep.
No way.
Yeah.
Now, is he injecting or is it...
He's injectioning, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because I saw that fella in the hospital the other day, in the Dwelt Hospital, and he had just a meat thermometer sticking out of his head and is like, Dr. Tubbins? He's like, Dr. Tubbins, yeah.
Dr. Tubbins, yeah.
Yeah. He was checking to see what the temperature of the head was.
The brain, yeah. See how... you got some heat on the brain there. Let me see what the temperature is.
Yeah. He should really invest in some medical equipment because he can't... You can't run a practice with just whatever you can find in Tesco, no. Doctor.
I mean, that fella, you know, you're going to buy a new meat thermometer? That fella's not giving back that meat thermometer. That's stuck in his head now.
It's stuck in his head. I would keep that. I'd keep that meat thermometer and I'd use it.
A constant readout.
Not in my head. Well, you know what? Maybe. Maybe he will. Yeah.
You don't want to take it out of your head.
Oh, probably not. You'd leak. But
you could take it out just to check the meat briefly.
To check the meat briefly.
Check your roast and then stick it back in the head.
Of course, yeah.
Now, but every time you do it, you're like, oh, I should really get a separate meat thermometer.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you dip it in a little bit of hot water in between, you go, brain, hot water, meat, hot water, brain, you're still like, shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
Even if you're doing all of those food preparation tips. But it might be handy to have a little readout of your brain temperature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've never thought of it before, but sometimes if you're, I don't know, you're feeling particularly cold-brained, you're like, oh, I better heat up the old brain.
Yeah, or if you're feeling particularly hot-brained, better cool it down.
Speaking
of cooling down, that's all we have time for this episode.
Yeah, we're coming right back down. But I want to say that I've enjoyed it.
Mm.
Yeah, I have, which isn't always the case.
Yeah, you've got your chart there. You rate them all.
Yeah, this is going to come in the smiley category.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Well,
any plugs?
Any plugs? Autocrept are doing a show Tuesday 15th. If you're listening to this Monday or Tuesday when it comes out, doing a show in Onshaw, that'll be great. Also, t-shirts. Look What's After Happening t-shirts are available on theimprovpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Go and buy them. And
then before they're gone,
you'll get one and you'll have a great time.
If you buy one, you'll get one. If you buy two, you'll get two.
There's a fella I know who went on a trip to London recently, and he was cycling across London Bridge, and he was wearing this t-shirt, and he heard a guy pass him go, "Look what's after happening." So it's working. We're getting out there. It's advertising, you know.
Yeah.
You'll have people muttering under their breath, "Look what's after happening. If you get one of these t-shirts.
Great. Did you tell him what was happening or no? He just...
Oh, he's gone. I mean, the guy I know, he just cycled past, you know.
He was cycling by.
Jeez,
there you go. Make an impact if someone's cycling past you. There you go. So yeah, that's available on theimprovpodcast.com.
Mm.
So check it out.
Check it out.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Until next time.
That's What's After Happening.
In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.